What's the relationship between the Book of Proverbs and the Ten Commandments? Find out with the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Provoking Proverbs, Wisdom, and the Ten Commandments. It's a new 10-lesson Bible study produced by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number 1-800-325-3040, or read an excerpt of Provoking Proverbs at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Provoking Proverbs, Wisdom, and the Ten Commandments. 1-800-325-3040. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live on this Friday, October the 23rd. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're going to play the four soundbites that we have picked out from this week's audio as our sound bites. They strike us as interesting. We've never heard this before. We want to hear it again. Then we pass them on to you by playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. When we've played those four sound bites for you and you've heard them, it's your turn. You give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. You could send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those votes right here in the studio in real time. You can also send them to us via Twitter, @IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. The listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday will get the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem, Dove, and Shell baptismal keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. The only way to get the LPR bundle package is to play Soundbite of the Week or to come and visit us in the studio. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. My IE. Soundbite number one this week comes from Katie Faust. Do children have the right to gender transition?
I think children have a right to not be chemically castrated before puberty by being administered off-label drugs, right? Children have a right to have a body that's intact by the time they make it to adulthood. I understand that adults maybe will make decisions about choosing to transition, and that is their decision. But when it comes to children who don't have the wherewithal to determine their own bedtimes, their own sugar intake, no, children absolutely have a right to have their bodies protected by the people who have the ability to make those decisions and guide them along the path, and that is adults. Adults need to be safeguarding their body and their long-term development by keeping these activists and these woke doctors and pediatricians away from them. Children have a right to grow up with their bodies unaltered. And we know, because we've studied this, that 88 to 98% of kids who do suffer from gender confusion will grow to accept their physical bodies by the time they've finished puberty. So nature has a way, and God has a way, of taking care of these issues if we simply let kids grow up normally.
That's soundbite number one, Katie Faust. Do children have the right to gender transition? If you'd like to vote for that one on this Friday, October the 23rd, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith. Here he is answering the question, in missional churches, what often replaces law and gospel preaching and teaching?
What they do in these churches is they strip mine the scriptures, and that's the best way I can put it. The only thing that they are seeking to retain in the scriptures are principles and bits of law or concepts that somebody can apply to their life in order to achieve more desirable results that are kind of tailored to people who live in American suburbia. That's the best way I can put it. So everything boils down to life application. So on any given Sunday, after the 35 to 40 minute rock and roll smoke and light show concert in the dark, which is very manipulative in and of itself, once you get through the tithing message, then you're going to have a roughly a 30 to 50 minute self-help presentation where verses and concepts from Scripture are ripped out of their context. You'll be given a list of things that you can apply in real time today that to get better results in your life. And that's the whole point. And so it'll always turn into law, but the focus is going to be on things like how to better manage your time, how to juggle the difficult schedule of being a parent as well as working in the corporate world, having a singular focus, finding your purpose. These are the ideas, how to have better behaved kids. And then over and again, you'll see around Valentine's Day, how to spice up the romance in your marriage, and you'll get principles along those lines. And so everything is designed to make your life more enjoyable and for you to get better results. And all of this will have a thin biblical veneer so that there's some Christianese that goes along with it. And at the end of the day, the missional church can say, yes, we've made disciples, but no, actually they haven't. They've just manipulated the Bible for the purpose of having people achieve very narcissistic and self-focused goals in their life.
That is soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Roseborough. What replaces law and gospel preaching and teaching in missional churches? Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote for it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Anthony Esselin. He wrote a book recently on unreality, a war on reality. Here he is talking about abortion and the lies of unreality.
Sin makes us stupid, right? And this is certainly the case with abortion. I'll give you an example. So we know that the developing child in the womb is human. It's not bovine. It's not equine. It's human, but we have to pretend that it's not human. Well, what is it then? We're supposed to pretend that it's a parasite, but a parasite is of a different species than the host, and it hurts the host. What we say about human beings in order to ignore the uncomfortable fact that we're killing our own children, we would never say about a dog. If you see a female dog walking down the street with a swollen belly, nobody says, the dog has parasites. Everybody says, that dog's going to have puppies. We would not say about puppies what we say about the fetus in order to justify killing it. And then we say, well, it's just a part of the mother. Well, no, it's not a part of the mother at all. Dr. Horatio Storer pointed it out. The fertilized egg, when it makes its way through the fallopian tubes, is not even attached to the mother, but it is alive. It is developing. It is self-organizing. It is entire. Well, it's just a clump of cells. A wart is a clump of cells. It's somewhat amorphous. That's what makes it a clump. But the developing child is an organism. We all know this. This biological fact is not even controversial. But we have to pretend in all of these ways because what we really want is what we want. I don't want to have a kid. Of course, I've already engaged in unreality because I pretended that what I was doing was not the child-making thing. Now that I have made a child, I am going to pretend that it's not a child so that I can get rid of it. It's one unreality heaped on another.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Anthony Esselin, Abortion and the Lies of Unreality. You can vote for that one live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us a vote via Twitter at IssuesETC, or email talkback@issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. We're going to play soundbite number four, and after we've played it, we'll take a break. The break is a great time to call us, 1-877-623-MYIE, and vote for soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. He told us his story of contracting COVID. Here are his thoughts on COVID and the idol of scientism.
If we remember that the Lord uses plagues to attack our idols, to think that each one of the 10 plagues that the Lord worked in Egypt to rescue the people was directed specifically against one of the false gods of the Egyptians, and to recognize that the Lord does this, that the Lord attacks idols with plagues, is then to know that must be true also now, that the Lord uses plagues to attack our own idols, and one of our own idols that we have is scientism. this move of science being the discovery of the way things work in nature to science being the only authoritative source of knowing anything at all. And that is idolatry. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus, who has created the world, has given us the capacity to explore and understand the world in some finite ways, and so we should do that. But we know that he is the ultimate source of truth, not our own fallible discoveries of things. And I think that if science is not humble in the sense that it recognizes the profound limits of its own knowledge and the profound limits of what it can know, once science loses that humility, then it becomes dangerous. And so I think that danger of the science alone, sola scientia, of our modern culture, I think that idol has been attacked by COVID. Now you see it's trying to rear its face. It acts even more powerful than it did before. But we as Christians who have spiritual eyes can see that scientism is not the end all of what is true. The Lord Jesus is what's true, and we trust him in life and in death. I mean, just as the church has trusted him through all the plagues that we've had to face before, we trust him, and we find our confidence, and not just our confidence and peace, but also our wisdom in Christ.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, COVID and the idol of scientism. Now it's time to vote. We're going to take a break, and you can call us during this break live this Friday, the 23rd of October, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Katie Faust, do children have the right to gender transition? Soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Roseborough, what replaces law and gospel preaching and teaching in missional churches? Soundbite number three, Dr. Anthony Esselin on abortion and the lies of unreality? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on COVID and the idol of scientism? Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week are next. Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These listeners have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Reformation Club benefits include shirts, books, broadcast transcripts, and advertising for confessional Lutheran churches. Learn more about joining the Issues Etc. Reformation Club on the Support Donate page at issuesetc.org, and look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses, or call Lynn 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Epistle to the Galatians is the epistle I love the most, which I have taken as my wife. It is my Katie von Bora. Those were Martin Luther's words about Paul's letter to the Galatians. It was his beloved epistle, and he wrote some of his best commentaries on it. Read the October issue of the Lutheran Witness, Galatians and the Reformation, to learn more. Witness.lcms.org to learn about it and how to subscribe. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective. Witness.lcms.org.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook. facebook.com/lutheracademy.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You do so by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, October the 23rd, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and leave your vote there. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Let's go first to Tim, who listens in Colorado. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. I'd like to vote for the soundbite with Pastor Wolfmiller on the idol of scientism. First of all, just because it's I think it's really profound and insightful, but even more so, that whole segment was possibly the best segment I've ever heard on Issues Etc., and I've recommended it to several people already. Pastor Wolfmiller is just so clear with the gospel and how God really showed his love through that whole experience, and I think if that one wins, maybe more people will listen to it, which would be a good thing.
Thank you very much, Tim, and thanks for listening there in Colorado. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Cassie listens in Illinois. Hi, Cassie.
I'm voting for number one. I have a four-year-old grandson, and I just cannot imagine them trying to pull something like that on him. Being a boy or being a girl is something that is a part of a child's identity, and it's something that it's part of their security, like a lot of other things. And I think it's horrible, and it's the reason I won't vote for the Democratic presidential candidate this year.
Cassie, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Still time for your votes. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Vishal in Canada says he's voting for soundbite number three. That would be Dr. Anthony Esselin. He says Dr. Esselin has brought out a very real battle that is going on in the world, especially as we are inundated with ideas, really ideology, that defy natural law, reason, and sound logic. The book, Sex and the Unreal City, and his talk deals with issues that pervade our postmodern, post-Christian West. It speaks and throws essential light on the damaged sexual revolution and its unrealistic demands that all of us in society are being cajoled into through an atomization of the self. Very well put, Vishal, and thank you very much for your vote in Canada. Emily is in Minnesota. She says, lots of excellent episodes this week. It was pretty close between soundbite number three and soundbite number four. They are both very succinct and make excellent points. But my ultimate vote goes to soundbite number four. I never thought about how much our society treats science as a god. Steve listens in Port Washington, Wisconsin. So is it wrong to vote for soundbite of the week when I only listened to one? It was so good to hear Pastor Wolfmiller's voice that I have to vote for him. Apologies to the other three. Steve, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Mark is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mark says, I'm torn between Katie Faust and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. I also loved what Miss Faust has to say in the same interview about it being okay if boys like pink or if girls like what we consider boyish sports. We shouldn't run hard to the idea that she thinks she's a boy or he thinks he should be a girl. And we should not alter their bodies. Though torn, I vote for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller and his statement, especially about God using plagues to destroy our idols. Mark, thank you very much, and thank you for listening in New Mexico. Tareen says, wow, as ever, the choice is very hard because the truth is so profound, but somehow Katie's call for non-maiming children for some hopefully likely passing phase in growing up gets my vote. If children don't have a right to a tattoo, how could they have the right to this? Very well put, and thank you for your vote. There's another vote from Scott in Brookfield, Illinois. He says, Anthony Esselin gets my vote because his category of buying into unreality brings the obfuscation surrounding abortion, scientism, biological sex into focus. Suppressing the truth in unrighteousness indeed makes us stupid. Scott, thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Brookfield. The winner this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, COVID and the idol of scientism.
If we remember that the Lord uses plagues to attack our idols, to think that each one of the 10 plagues that the Lord worked in Egypt to rescue the people was directed specifically against one of the false gods of the Egyptians, and to recognize that the Lord does this, that the Lord attacks idols with plagues, is then to know that must be true also now, that the Lord uses plagues to attack our own idols, and one of our own idols that we have is scientism, this move of science being the discovery of the way things work in nature to science being the only authoritative source of knowing anything at all, and that is idolatry. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus, who has created the world, has given us the capacity to explore and understand the world in some finite ways, and so we should do that. But we know that he is the ultimate source of truth, not our own fallible discoveries of things. And I think that if science is not humble in the sense that it recognizes the profound limits of its own knowledge and the profound limits of what it can know, once science loses that humility, then it becomes dangerous. And so I think that danger of the science alone, sola scientia, of our modern culture, I think that idol has been attacked by COVID. Now you see it's trying to rear its face. It acts even more powerful than it did before. But we as Christians who have spiritual eyes can see that scientism is not the end all of what is true. The Lord Jesus is what's true, and we trust him in life and in death. I mean, just as the church has trusted him through all the plagues that we've had to face before, we trust him, and we find our confidence, and not just our confidence and peace, but also our wisdom in Christ.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, COVID and the idol of scientism. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Tom in Colorado, you get the LPR bundle package. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Well, we heard him end there on that theme of wisdom, getting our wisdom from Jesus Christ. One of the places where we get that wisdom is what Jesus has to say in the Old Testament Proverbs. That's the subject of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Provoking Proverbs. The book connects the wisdom of the Proverbs with the Ten Commandments, a natural connection. You can find out more about Provoking Proverbs at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order the book for yourself. 1-800-325-3040. Ask for Provoking Proverbs, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October. Issues Etc. Reformation Week continues next week. Our theme, Paths to Lutheranism, we'll visit with Lutheran converts from atheism, Mormonism, Roman Catholicism, Evangelicalism, and the Evangelical Free Church of America. We'll also continue our conversation with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on his personal battle with COVID. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep. scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.